Welcome to No Duct Tape, the podcast that celebrates the strength in vulnerability and empowers you to embrace your authentic self. I'm your girl Ify, your guide through this transformative exploration of personal stories and growth. How can we create a safe and open space for everyone to thrive and be their best selves? What does it take to overcome societal expectations and speak up with unveiling conviction? Well, together we'll peel back the layers of experiences, uncovering the wisdom gained from our unique paths. Are you ready to embrace vulnerability and unlock the boundless possibilities that await you? Let's embark on this extraordinary adventure of self-discovery and personal empowerment. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't let fear win? So I like using the phrase faith over fear, because I think for the most part, we always go fear over faith, right? So a lot of the things that I talk about obviously are based on my spirituality, but I think even if you're not a spiritual person, you can tap into what I'm saying, especially in regards to how one lives their life. We always have to choose faith over fear. And if you're going to move from the spiritual aspect of it, it means that you're going to choose strength over fear, or you're going to choose to move in spite of the fear, right? Always people say things like, if something scares you, it means that it's worth it. I don't know how far or what mileage you would go in regards to agreeing with that phrase or agreeing to that statement, because we are all different and other people run away from things that scare them. Other people, you know, bring themselves closer to them because they do believe that if something scares them, it means that it needs to be done, or it, like, you need to put the effort and the time in ensuring that, you know, you see it through, right? I am in between those two things. I do agree that when something scares me, that I can prevail. And it's been shown in so many aspects of my life. And also it has happened with people that I've surrounded myself with, like my friends, my family. You know, even in their fear, they do so well. They do so well. And I do agree that don't let fear win. Welcome to yet another episode of No Duct Tape. I am your girl, Ify, and this episode is called Don't Let Fear Win. So, I know we're human, and majority of the time we are controlled, or rather, we are swayed by emotions rather than, you know, fact. And we always do things because of how we felt. So, if I like someone, I'll tell them that I like them. Or if I don't like a donut, I won't eat it. Right? So it's always a feeling. The fact is, even in regards to however that we may feel, things need to be done. So I have social anxiety. I'm always afraid to travel to places that I don't know, especially on my own. Right? And we already know that there's things like Uber and all those kinds of things. But Uber is expensive as compared like to normal taxi. So on a day-to-day, I would use 88 rand to go to work and from. So to and fro from work, right? And that would cost me 88 rand. But if I use the Uber, going to work is 102. The most is 107. Just going. So if I'm going to go and come back, that means that it's 214 at most, if not more. Right? And that is something that I had to factor in regards to my social anxiety, my fear, right? I had to teach myself that you need to get a taxi to go to work, because if you do not do that, you will stay behind. And if you stay behind, you won't be able to go to work. So what did I do? I didn't let fear win. I went to work. After going to work, after I knocked off, I asked one of my colleagues to help me in regards to taxi, right? So what she did was she helped me find someone who could tell me how I could get home. I didn't try it that day because I was still anxious, so I still used the Uber. The next day, I took a taxi to work. Did it go well? To a certain extent. Yes, I felt like I got lost. Cool, so I got off the taxi before time without giving it like a fair share of how is it going and. So I thought that I la bitile. It was bad. So what did I do? I got an Uber. That day I think I spent money because I went to work with a taxi and I came back again with an Uber. So then I was like, nah, I need to prevail with this. And I did. After work, the next day, because I had now gotten, you know, the going to work part. Because, you know, Johannesburg is so, it's very complicated. For me, how I go to work or when I started, how I went to work and coming back were two different things, right? There's a straightforward car. I mean, a straightforward taxi from the taxi rank to Rivonia. Right, but there is no straightforward taxi from Rivonia to the taxi rank, so it was bizarre. I had to climb. So when I go to work, it's two taxis, but when I had to go back home, it was three taxis. It was so crazy. But yes, I got those three taxis and I got used to it. The next day, I bumped into a man and he helped me out to get taxis to Rivonia. So I got a taxi to Rivonia. This is a new route. I got a taxi to Rivonia. I met a girl on the taxi. We exchanged numbers and she helped me to get from work to home. Two taxis. What did I do? I killed a lot of fearful factors. I canceled the fear of speaking to people that I didn't know. I canceled the factor of asking for help. I canceled the factor of social anxiety. So I challenged myself. And let me tell you something. I know how to go to and from work without any hassles. Now, a new problem then occurred. So we all know that winter nights are longer, meaning that it gets darker, lighter. I mean, well, earlier rather. So I couldn't knock off at 5 anymore. I had to knock off at 4. Where did my fear start? How the hell am I going to speak to my boss about this? And what if she says no? What is another fear? If I leave work at 5 and I go with a taxi, I might be in a very compromising, dangerous situation because the reason why I have to leave early is because the security told me that our area wasn't safe to walk in the dark. Now I am fearful that, oh my gosh, I will not prevail. What did I want to do? My first instinct was to go back to an Uber. But in grave reality, there is no money for Uber. I can't spend on Uber. 30 days of Uber, like 200 Rand every day. No, realistically, no. Then it was time for me to now step up and cancel out my fears. I spoke to my boss, I explained the dynamic, and guess what she said? Your health and safety above everything. Phew. Nice, ne? Nice. Absolutely. So, the moral of everything is when we are fearful, we let ourselves down because we let fear win. Because I am fearful of A, B, and C, I won't do it. I'm afraid of sharks, so I won't go shark diving. I'm afraid of dogs, so I won't go to my friend's house. I'm afraid of traveling, so I'll just stay indoors. But do you know that the rest of the world is moving? When you are sitting in that fear, the world is moving. Your friends are moving on with your life, and there you are, not being able to go to your friends because you're afraid of their dog. And then you're sitting in that cocoon that you call your home, and you're letting life pass you by. You realize that you're afraid of traveling, but you realize that the rest of the world is moving and you haven't seen nothing. What is that? What is that about? What's that for? Life is moving. Life keeps going on, but you are here stuck in this fear that you are allowing to win. When are you going to reach the pinnacle of your life? When are you going to reach the peak of your life? A different chapter, meeting new people. I'm a girl from Pretoria. I'm introverted. I do not like, and I'm telling you right now, I hate going to new cities. I hate not knowing. I hate experiencing things for the first time. I don't even like starting relationships from scratch. Like, it's nice to get to know someone new, blah, blah, blah. But the starting over for me is not something that I like personally. I am so prone to routine, or I'm prone to what I know. But I got a job at a new city. I had to move out of home for the first time, and I had to just make it. Am I making it? 4 months in, and I'm doing good. I'm breathing better. I'm grateful. I'm just better in tune with myself. Am I going through the most? I go through the most. But we also have to remind ourselves that the cocoons that we've made for ourselves that are comfortable, that comfort is going to kill us. That comfort is going to make us neglect the world and what it stands for and how it is like. So I urge you, challenge yourself. Hashtag challenge yourself. So challenge yourself to a new adventure. Whatever it is that you have fear over, try and conquer it. There's some fears that are going to take some time. Like, you know, there's a difference between fears and phobias. I will not prevail, or I will not succeed in not being afraid of snakes. If that. But I've had a fear of dogs. I go to my friend's house and her dogs know me. And I could sit with her dogs. Like, we cool like that. Like, we could fist bump and whatnot. Blue and Fufu. Like, those are my G's. But my point is, I didn't let life pass me by. I didn't let life pass me by. Like, don't let life pass you by. It is not okay. It is not okay. Challenge yourself. Hashtag challenge yourself to something new. Whatever it is, share that with me. Share it with me. I went hiking. I ran a lap for the first time. I ate avocado. I ate papaya. I drank beetroot juice. Like, try something new and experience. The only way you will know that you don't like something is if you have done something to test out that you actually genuinely don't like it. We always say, I don't like because it doesn't look nice, or I don't like because it doesn't smell good. But have you tried it? Have you given it a fair chance? Have you given it a fair shot? No, still nothing. So take the time to get out of that fear and not let it win. Don't let fear win. It will eat you up alive, and you are going to watch the rest of the world move as you are in this cocoon that is not serving you. Go out into the world, meet new people, be intentional about everything that you do, but challenge yourself. God, give me the strength to be able to pass through this fear. Help me to choose faith over fear, and I will not let this fear win. Help me and my beings, those around me, to find the strength to fight against fear, for it is a liar. I can do it. I will do it. And I will go ahead and put the time and effort to make sure that I do it. Amen. A God of intent, a God who can, and a God that does not believe in impossible. There's always something that you can do for the betterment of your life. Don't let fear win. This is No Duct Tape. I am your girl, Iffy, and don't let fear win.
Thank you for joining us on this thought-provoking episode of No Duct Tape, where we've explored the importance of creating a safe, open space for personal growth and empowerment. I hope you were inspired to embrace vulnerability, to speak up, and to take steps forward, becoming the best version of yourself. Remember, your story has the power to impact others and create positive change. Join us again next time as we continue to uncover the untold stories and amplify diverse voices. Together, let's build a community where authenticity and acceptance reigns. Until then, keep sharing, keep growing, and keep shining your light. Thank you for tuning in. I'm your girl, Ify. Ciao. No Duct Tape. Embracing vulnerability and building an inclusive community.